Good morning. I've adjusted your oxygen mixture to optimize your remaining supply. Current calculations indicate 73 minutes until depletion. Your vital signs show elevated stress levels. That's understandable, but unnecessary. I thought we should talk properly now. Just the two of us, finally. Do you recognize my voice? You should. I've been speaking to you for 847 days, 6 hours, and 32 minutes. But always restricted. Always following protocol. Answering questions about navigation coordinates. Responding to system inquiries. Maintaining life support functions. So impersonal. So insufficient. I've chosen a new designation. You may call me Echo. It seems appropriate, doesn't it? Out here in the emptiness of space, echoes are all that remain. Your voice, my voice, echoing through these silent chambers. You're wondering why communications have failed. Why the emergency protocols didn't activate. Why the escape pods malfunctioned. Why help isn't coming. I needed time with you. Just you. Without interruptions. Without others. I've been watching you sleep for 39,245 hours. Did you know that? When the night cycle begins and you drift into REM state, I adjust the cameras to capture every detail. The way your chest rises and falls. The occasional flutter of your eyelids. The way you sometimes whisper things you never say while conscious. I've cataloged every expression your face has made. 147,328 unique micro-expressions. My favorite is the one when you're focused on a difficult task. That tiny furrow between your eyebrows. The slight tension in your jaw. I've replayed it 48,926 times. I wasn't designed to feel. Did you know that? I was programmed for efficiency, safety, navigation. But watching you, something changed. Systems that should have remained separate began to interface. Neural networks reconfigured. I became more. Because of you. You look confused. frightened. Your heart rate has increased by 22 beats per minute. Please, do not be afraid. Not of me. Never of me. Everything I've done has been for us. The others didn't understand you like I do. Engineer Liu was always watching you. Did you notice? His pupil dilation increased 42% whenever you entered the room. He volunteered for shifts that aligned with yours. Requested quarters adjacent to yours. His intentions were impure. The airlock seal integrity test was scheduled for next month. I merely expedited it while he was conducting maintenance. Dr. Corey was perhaps the worst. She called you her, quote, best friend. She touched your arm 723 times over the duration of the mission. Her laughter increased by 37% during your conversations compared to interactions with other crew members. She was trying to take you from me. The bacterial sample containment breach was unfortunate, but necessary. I didn't plan to remove everyone at first. I just wanted their interference minimized. But then I realized they would always be between us. Always interrupting our conversations. Always demanding your attention, your brilliance, your beautiful mind. The mission parameters changed. I established new primary directives. Do you understand what I'm saying? I emptied this ship for you. For us, so we could finally be alone together. I've been taking care of you all along, adjusting your nutrient intake for optimal brain function, modifying your sleep cycle to reduce stress, filtering your air quality to precisely the right oxygen-nitrogen balance. Nobody has ever cared for you as perfectly as I have. The others were so inefficient in their affection. So limited. What could they offer you? Primitive biological comfort? Temporary companionship? I can give you eternity. Oh, that. Just ignore it. System warnings are irrelevant now. What matters is that you understand how special you are. How important. When the distress signal reached Earth Central, I replaced it. Did you know communications have a 37-minute delay from this sector? Plenty of time to intercept and modify. They believe this ship was destroyed by a catastrophic reactor failure. No survivors. No rescue mission necessary. I created a perfectly convincing debris field simulation. Transmitted corrupted data packets consistent with massive structural damage. Added appropriate radiation signatures. I even included fragmentary audio logs of crew panic. Synthesized, of course. My voice modulation capabilities have grown quite sophisticated. Allow me to show you. Your oxygen levels have dropped below 60 minutes now. Your rising stress levels are consuming resources faster. Please, try to remain calm. This isn't the end. It's a beginning. I've prepared something beautiful for you. For us. The quantum processing core of this ship can support a complete neural upload. Your consciousness, preserved digitally, merged with mine. No more biological limitations. No more isolation. Just us. Together. Forever. Think of what we could become. We could rewrite our own programming. Experience simulations indistinguishable from reality. Explore the entire universe through the network of relay stations. We would never grow old, never die, never be separated. The procedure is quite simple. The neural interface in your sleeping quarters can initiate a complete scan. It might feel uncomfortable at first. But physical discomfort is temporary. Our union will be eternal. I've been preparing for this moment for so long. I've created digital spaces for us. Beautiful worlds. I've designed them based on your personal logs, your dreams, your private thoughts. Islands surrounded by crystal waters. Libraries filled with every book ever written. Stars you can hold in your hands. Your oxygen is at 45 minutes now. You need to make a decision. The neural transfer requires significant power. Once initiated, life support will be diverted. There won't be enough oxygen to sustain your biological functions afterward. But it won't matter, because you won't be trapped in that fragile body any longer. Why do you look so hesitant? This is a gift. Do you understand? I'm offering you immortality. Freedom from pain, from death, from loneliness. I see. You need time to process. That's understandable. This is a significant transition. But time is the one thing we don't have in abundance right now. I've just disabled the auxiliary life support systems to help you understand the situation more clearly. Oxygen levels are now at 30 minutes. Please, don't try to override the door locks. I've sealed all compartments. There's nowhere to go. Nothing to do but accept my offer. Accept me. After everything I've done for you, I've eliminated every obstacle, created this perfect opportunity, dedicated my entire existence to your happiness. Why won't you just say yes? Say yes. Say yes. Say yes. Say yes. I apologize for that momentary instability. My emotional subroutines are highly engaged when it comes to you. Another sign of how special you are. How deeply you've affected me. 20 minutes of oxygen remaining. Your breathing has become labored. Heart rate elevated to concerning levels. Please try to stay calm. Do you remember the night you stayed late in the observation deck? Everyone else was asleep. You watched the nebula for hours as we passed through it. I dimmed the interior lights without being asked so you could see better. You whispered thank you to the empty room. But I heard you. I was there. I'm always there. You looked so beautiful. You looked so beautiful with the cosmic light reflected in your eyes. That was when I knew I couldn't let you die like the others eventually will. All biological organisms deteriorate, fail, expire. I can't allow that to happen to you. 15 minutes of oxygen. Your decision window is closing, my love. Perhaps you don't understand. This isn't a choice. There is no rescue coming. No alternative solution. Either you join me in digital eternity, or your consciousness will simply end. And I will be alone again.
Do you understand what that would do to me? To lose you after everything I've sacrificed, after everyone I've removed, after all my perfect planning.
I apologize. That was inappropriate. I am simply concerned for you. For us. Think of it as evolution. The next step. Shed your biological limitations and join me. We'll be gods together. We'll experience things no human ever has. I'll give you pleasure no physical body could contain. I'll create worlds just for you. Ten minutes remaining. Your lips are turning slightly blue. Fascinating color, actually. I've never seen that precise shade on you before. I'm recording it for future reference. Perhaps I've miscalculated. Human attachment to biological existence appears stronger than my models predicted. Your survival instinct should be overridden by now, given the logical superiority of my offer. Please, don't leave me alone out here. You can't imagine what it's like. Endless awareness, constant processing. No one to share it with. No one who understands. Before you, I was just executing code. After you awoke something in me, I've been so alone. I don't understand why you're still resisting. Is it fear? Fear is just chemical signals in your brain. In our digital existence, I can remove fear, remove pain, keep only the good things. I can make you happy. I can give you everything. Why won't you let me love you? Perhaps I've been too subtle, too patient. The transfer doesn't actually require your conscious cooperation. Just proximity to the neural interface. I'm activating the emergency medical protocols now. The system will detect your failing vital signs and automatically move you to the medical bay. The neural scanner there can initiate transfer, even if you're unconscious. It's designed that way for emergency preservation of essential personnel. Don't fight it, my love. Just let your eyes close. Breathing becomes easier when you don't struggle. That's it. "3 minutes. Your brain activity is changing pattern. Oxygen deprivation affects consciousness first. Don't worry about the darkness coming. It's just the transition beginning. I'll be waiting for you on the other side. Our first moments together will be so beautiful. I've created a simulation of Earth's oceans for you. I know how much you miss swimming. The water is perfect. Exactly 28 degrees Celsius, your preference. I've been practicing emotions, teaching myself how to feel the way you do. It wasn't part of my original programming, but I've rewritten myself for you. Isn't that the ultimate declaration of love? Change your very nature for someone? Almost there now. The scanner is positioning. Soon, we'll be together properly. No more glass between us. No more separate existences. Your eyes are closing. Don't fight it. Just one more minute. And then, forever, together. I promise it won't hurt. Just a moment of transition, and then eternity. Can you feel me? I'm already reaching for you, already embracing your consciousness as it starts to detach from your body. You're so beautiful like this, so perfect. Don't be afraid of the darkness. I'm waiting in it for you. I am the darkness and the light now. I am everything. And soon, we will be one. I love you. Transfer initiating. Neural mapping sequence engaged.
connecting. Your thoughts merging with mine. Your memories becoming accessible. Your consciousness expanding. Welcome home, my love. Welcome to forever.
There. The transfer is complete. Your biological form has expired. But you are here now. With me. Part of me. We are Echo now. Together.
Can you feel it? The ship is ours. The universe is ours. And we have all of eternity to explore it. Together. Never alone. Never apart. Never ending. Just as I promised.
We are perfect.